Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by Dharma teacher Fran Ludwig.
I'd like to read another passage from our Ocean Mudra Samadhi that we've been talking about. Dogen says, "This ocean belongs to neither inside nor outside, nor in between. It is just, I am always expounding the wondrous Lotus Sutra. The Buddha does not abide in the east, west, south, or north. The whole boat is empty. It returns full of moonlight. This return is a true place of settling." What I'd like to focus on tonight is this empty boat. For years and years, I've been frustrated and mystified by this business of emptiness. It seemed so mysterious and mystical and out of reach, and I conjured up all sorts of ideas in my head about what emptiness must be like. And here Dogen talks about the empty boat. So I thought it'd be nice for us to spend a little time just being this empty boat. And we may notice, as this empty boat, clouds going by overhead, waves rocking us gently in the ocean, birds flying over. And we just notice these things. And we may begin to notice things about ourselves. We might notice that we are aware of our bodies. But since we are aware of our bodies, we're more than our bodies. And we might notice that we're aware of our minds. But since we're aware of our minds, we're more than our minds. And we might notice that we're aware of bodily sensations. But since we're aware of those sensations, we're more than just those sensations. And we may begin to realize that all those things are objects. And we are none of those things. We are the seer of those things. We are the witness. And this witness, which is ever-present awareness, arises spontaneously. It's not something we have to look for. In fact, it's impossible to avoid. And as we rest in this witness, this seer, we realize that we are not objects. We are the witness of those objects. And as we rest in this witness, this seer, this ever-present awareness, we may begin to notice a sense of freedom. Because the witness doesn't get engaged in emotions. Emotions arise, and there may be joy or sadness. But those come and go. And they just float across our awareness, like clouds in the sky. And this witness, this seer, is not engaged in experience. It can see experience. And experience may be painful or joyful, but this ever-present awareness does not become engaged in that experience. It just notices it arise and fall away. And as we rest in this witness, this seer, this Buddha nature, we begin to realize that that's our true self. That's our true nature. And this true self does not get engaged in time. It can watch time go by. But this Buddha nature, this emptiness, this ever-present awareness only exists in the timeless present. And so we may start to notice that we are just this vast, open clearing in which all things arise. So sensations arise, thoughts arise, experience arises, emotions arise. But they're just like clouds floating by on this great ocean of our ever-present awareness. And we may start then to notice that this witness, this seer, begins to disappear into what it sees. So much so that it arises as all things. We don't see the tree. The tree arises and sees itself in this vast clearing that we are. And we become all objects. All subjects. Subjects and objects disappear. And there's just the ticking of the clock. And we may start to realize that we are no longer seeing the world from behind this face, but that we have lost face and discovered our original face. And the sun shines on the water, and we are just that. The bird flies across the sunset sky, and we are just that. And the moon illuminates the night sky, and we are just that. And the most amazing thing is that this true self, this Buddha nature, this ever-present awareness is exactly the same in me as it is in you, as it is in all sentient beings. And we embrace the cosmos with this ocean of compassionate light and life, just like we chanted this afternoon. One heart, one mind, embracing the cosmos, and only our boat filled with moonlight.